And now we have time for one more question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book, and this is it. Is marriage really ordained by God? If so, why do atheists believe in marriage but do not believe in God? Yes, marriage is an institution that the Lord created for the joining of a man and a woman. Let's look at the first marriage in Genesis 2:20-24. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. While some people consider this story to be just a myth or a fable, we do well to accept it as it is, the truth. The Lord recorded this for us to learn and pattern our marriages after. As we see from the portion we just read, Eve was literally part of the flesh and bones of Adam. In marriages today, the meaning is not literal, but just as true. The Lord said in Matthew 19:4-6, And he answered and said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. When the Lord joins two people together in marriage, they figuratively become one person. In the eyes of the Lord, they are no longer two people. They are one, and man should never separate them. The institution of marriage is a wonderful joining of a man and a woman in a committed lifelong relationship. Many people that are not saved or that even deny the existence of God still appreciate what marriage represents. Of course, in our country, there are many financial advantages to being married, so I'm sure many marry just because it is financially advantageous. As believers on the Lord Jesus Christ, we should value this institution and thank the Lord for it. It's a precious gift from our Lord. May we treat it as such. In the book that was named after her, Ruth spoke very endearing words to her mother-in-law, Naomi. We read in Ruth 1:16-17, And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Although these words were between Ruth and Naomi, they are often used in weddings as part of the vows, and rightly so. These words do agree with the truth of what marriage is supposed to be. It is sad that many people take advantage of this wonderful institution, but disregard the creator of marriage, the Lord Himself.